here's a song coming your way right now. Nowhere to Run To by Martha and the Vandellas. Yes! Hey, you know what I mean.
Too much?
Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. Welcome. It's a beautiful Monday. It's a little late one. It's 10:20 on January 6th, 2025. Have you started writing 2025 yet? I'm still writing 24 for everything. But welcome to Voices Carry. This is a show produced by myself. It's a venture from me. I grew up in Cary, and it's a venture to try to have the residents of Cary's voices heard more than just social media. I know that we have some chats and stuff in the local area, but the social media is kind of weird. It kind of, like, if you have a concern or even a compliment, that voice can often get buried. It can get buried in the sea of just day-to-day life, and then also just how social media works as it is. So this is kind of a platform to where we can, this is your megaphone. You can't see it. This is your megaphone to, shout it from the rooftops of what you, would like to see done in Cary, where the direction of where you'd like to see Cary go. It might not be utilized, or leveraged, by a lot right now, but, I foresee some things and some decisions coming up in the near future to where this might be a valuable platform. So that's what I'm doing here, and I'm enjoying every minute of it to where I get to put some current events. That's what we do on a day-to-day basis. We broadcast live every weekday onto X, Rumble, and YouTube, and then we post on the Facebook. We actually don't we can broadcast live on Facebook, but you need 100 followers, and we're at 60 wonderful followers right now, and If you can, like and share to where, I hate asking for likes and shares, but if you can, it would help us out on Facebook, especially coming up to where, in the future, to where we can get our voices out there. We do have fun. I'm hoping to have some guests on in the future. My heater just kicked on. I don't know if you can hear that. It's a little bit. It's not bad. But I do have some current events and some other stuff here. There's a lot of stuff. We're not going to go through all this today, but I wanted to kind of share with you why I'm interested in this. And then instead of coming to you kind of with this stuff to where it's kind of, I need time to go through this to where I can come to you with one, accurate facts, to where if I do what I already have, when I do find something that is like a flag to where it could harm residents or businesses or put an unnecessary burden onto residences and to businesses, I like to go through this stuff to where to make sure that you're getting your voices heard. But as far as current events, let's take a look. We have our Voices Carry Village Board Meeting watch party coming up tomorrow. That's going to be tomorrow. I'm going to need a second because, of course, as soon as I go live, the heater kicks on. Give me one second.
Here's a song coming your way right now. Nowhere to Run To by Martha and the Vandellas. Yes! Hey, you know what I mean.
Too much?
All right, I'm back. Thank you for that. Apologize. We have some current events, and our Voices Carry Village Board Meeting watch party will take place tomorrow. There's a village board meeting, Board of Zoning, Planning, and Appeals, and then also Board of Trustees meeting. The Board of Trustees was out for the last two meetings, so they're getting back at it. And I have those packets in front of me. The one thing that I want to clear up confusion of why I'm interested in all of this is because there's a, like, if you look at this packet right here, this is the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency Water Supply Loan Program loan application from the Village of Cary. And it's this big. So I know how busy we are. I know how busy I am. Three kids. You know, working. And we're all busy. So the reason why I like to go through this is because I'd like to think that there's a lot of folks out there that wish they could, myself including, just to make sure that we're on the right track. And this is a good opportunity to, I'm going to skip ahead to a few. The reason why I like to get into this is because after 2020, it kind of seemed to be like open season with handing over control to governmental agencies, and they kind of saw that and took advantage of it. And in this slide here, I'm kind of going off. I like to think that I have a script, but I don't have a script. So if you look at this slide here, the Village of Cary ratios of outstanding debt by type last 10 fiscal years. So if you go, what I was looking at And you can pause that and take a look at it if you want to look at it. This is all publicly available. What I was looking at here is the 2019 to 2023 numbers here. And in 2019, the general obligation bonds went from $2,355,000 to over $11 million. And the total primary government went from 7 million, dipped in 2020, but then immediately following 2020, it went up to 15 million. And then there's a metric on here for percentage of personal income. 2019, 7.93, and then right after 2020, 18.13. So this is what gets my attention for the general reasoning of why I want to kind of dive into this is to make sure we don't have like a thermal runaway of I understand, you know, you gotta break some eggs to make an omelet. I'm no stranger to spending money to make money. But we got to make sure that we're spending the right people's money and then making sure that that money that we make is being utilized in the best possible way. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through, I've already gone through this digitally. But I'm going to go through, there's a few things that I'd like to bring you, but I don't want to do it to where I make an uneducated claim to where that could put unnecessary stress on. I take this microphone that I have here seriously. So I don't want to make a claim that I see a few things that I want to dig into, and I don't want to necessarily get into them. But what I'm saying now is that it's worth looking into. For the following reason, this is your water bill. If you're a residential a water bill of Cary, I believe. You can see here they reassess their water bills every once in a while. I believe it's every 5 years. And you can see the current per thousand, $5.86, sewer $5.26, user fee $3.50. 25.26, what we're in now, that went up to 6.27, 5.50, and then 3.70. And then 26, 27, 27, 28, all going up. Now, if you're a business in Cary, or if you're a resident in Cary, that can put a strain onto you. It might not seem like a lot, but when you turn your tap on in Cary, you want to make sure that you're paying for the services rendered and you're not subsidizing other things. Especially the more I look into this, the more that I realize that this could be an issue for some of our industrial partners in Cary, I realize that when you look at, there's one industrial user in Cary that uses 7% of our water that we produce. So this loan right here, this big packet, which also has the there was one question in the application that I wanted to share with you today. Are other entities substantially benefiting greater than 5% from this project? No. So this water tower project that they want to do out to that happens to be positioned right next to new development for 400 plus apartments and commercial, plus they have land for other stuff. A lot of the times the builder, if the builder wants to come in, they have to facilitate that infrastructure. And it's not all the time that you see that going on to the burden of residences that are just trying to have a family or a business that uses a metric crap ton of water that came into Cary, that saw Cary for its great residents and for its wonderful atmosphere. So we have to make sure that we're just keeping an eye on it. There's one slide here for those of you that need reminding that at the top of the chart there for the organizational chart of Cary, it says the residents of Cary, and it's at the top. And that's before the mayor, that's before everybody else. I was happy when I saw this. But as us as residents, we have to remember that that's the actual workflow. That's the actual phone tree of Cary. And I think that that vision has been we've lost sight of that. And that's what I intend to address in the coming months. And then in the coming years as well. So the Village of Cary watch party is going to be tomorrow. What we do is we have a split screen. We watch live, and then we'll if there's something that's like confusing that I know I can provide value to you, I will hop on and say this is that, this is what's going on. If there's something that I don't understand, like a term or something else, I'll look it up and I'll bring it to you the next video. And this is what we need more in communities is talking with our neighbors. This construct has gotten us into such busy lives with more TV than we could ever possibly imagine. We have insane work days trying to keep up with bills and taxes and all that, and we need to have a platform to where we can talk. And this isn't it. The best platform that you can talk with is your next door neighbor and talking over the fence. And then watching the village board meetings and getting involved. And I've always said this, I go through these packets and it's not a gotcha game. I'm not looking for spelling errors. I'm not looking for, you know, I want Cary to grow and be successful. I have a few different ways of getting there, but that those disagreements and the ability to have those disagreements civilly is what makes America beautiful. So that's why I go through these packets. It's for you. I have a few articles that'll be coming out. And then the board meeting. We went through, if you want to look at what is going to be going through on the board meeting, we did a brief overview on Friday of what they're going to be going through. The biggest thing is going to be the redevelopment of Maplewood property, which is this scoreboard here. The scoreboard is actually from the field of which I hit my first home run on in Mustang at the Maplewood property. And they're getting ready for that to be bulldozed, as one does. And they were selling them for like a fundraiser, so I got it, and now it's a part of our set. And I like little mementos to like keep me on the right track to where remembering what it's all about. You know, all those kids that played ball there, you know, one day they'll want to start a business in Cary. They'll want to move their families to Cary. We're talking about stuff that can be going 20 years out that could be on the shoulders of these folks in Cary. So that's why I'm interested in it. And then a few local events. The Cary Grove Basketball Boosters, first ever in-season clinic for 5th and 8th grade boys. It's going to be January 29th, 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the Fritz CG Lower Gym. So that'll be fun. I remember doing a basketball clinic at Cary Grove, and they made us run back and forth so many times, and it was fun looking back at it, but I was struggling. And it happened to be on like the hottest day of the year, and I remember we had all the doors propped open just for any sort of breeze coming in. But it was certainly a fun time. The girls, Cary Grove Basketball Boosters posted on their X feed, girls varsity kick off the new year with a big win against the Mustangs. So congratulations to them. We hit this earlier. There's a great new business in Cary that started in McHenry. It's called the Peaceful Project, and they had a partnership with the Cary Library, and they had a jigsaw competition, and there's some pictures from it. Congratulations to the winners of our second annual jigsaw puzzle competition this past Saturday. First place in the adult category went to Ashley, Casey, Cassie, and Angie. And the first place in the family category went to Sharon, Evelyn, Saban, and Nick. Congratulations to them. That's certainly a skill that I don't possess, is being able to speed puzzle. I do enjoy a nice puzzle, though. One thing I saw come across that was fun, and I think it can't always be about problem solving. It can't always be about what's the next problem to solve. There's got to be stuff that gets you up in the morning. There's got to be stuff that's inspirational. There's got to be fun things that get the people going. And one thing I saw, I remember seeing this star driving with my parents to 3D Bowl when I was younger. And I can still see it in my head driving there. And it seemed like larger than life. It was fun. And the it just celebrated 60 years. The Island Lake lighted star has been shining bright for almost 60 years, sitting atop the 110-foot tower at Route 176 and Roberts Road. The star is a focal point each holiday season, built by Carl Wohner and the Island Lake Business Group. The star was created to lift the spirits of the community. The 12-foot star was refurbished in 2018, and the Historical Society of Island Lake held a viewing party. It'd be fun to find out what the residents would like that are something like that. It's not self-promoting. It's just there to inspire. Like, you drive by it, and it kind of, it's just like that little subtle thing that it's like, wow, somebody took the time to make that. Somebody's steering the ship that understands, like, inspiration and hearts and minds, and you know, it kind of gets you out of the day-to-day bog when you see stuff like that. So if you have an idea of what would be good for the Village of Cary in terms of something inspirational, something fun, let me know. You can email me at voicescary@proton.me. That's voicescary@proton.me. And we broadcast live every weekday. You can join me. I have a face for radio, so if you don't like to see my face, fear not. You may download this program on RSS feed, on any podcast, your favorite podcast platform, as they say. And then I enjoy putting this together for you. Use your megaphone this year. And then these packets will be going through, will be joining all together for tomorrow for the Voices Cary watch party for the board meeting. And then we'll start a little early. And then the meeting starts at 6, probably start at 5:30. And then we'll go through a few things. And then after, we'll go through a deep dive of the packets and see what is coming down the pike for Cary. And if you do have, go hop back a video to Friday and take a look at, they'll be going through all of the contractors that want to modify Maplewood. And then also, so we have... we have potentially over 1,000 apartments coming to the Village of Cary. So that's what I'm digging into. I have my views on that, on keeping up with the Joneses, with the apartments. You see Crystal Lake doing it. This market is flooded with apartments, and... you'll be hearing more about my views on that in the coming months. But I look forward to that greatly. And thank you for joining me today for Voices Cary Live. And we will see you tomorrow for the Voices Cary Live Village Board Meeting Watch Party. Have a great night.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5... 4, 3, 2, 1!
Reach for the sky!
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole!
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed. Or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.